meeting is pleasure, pardon is greed, and a false card and true love accused worse than a thief. The Leuven brothers, and even on into the 50s, you had, well, the Stanley brothers, and even the Everly brothers, and even into the 80s, where you get the Doobie brothers.
The Morris brothers,
so
and the
Morris brothers. Yes, continued, but...
And the McReynolds.
The McReynolds brothers, and of course, the McCurdy brothers.
Well,
I never had a brother. I guess they threw them all away.
You can be my
or
brother.
Sister.
I can be your brother.
I appreciate it. I'm great. Let's see, where were we? Along with brotherhood goes sibling rivalry. And of course, the Monroe brothers apparently had a severe case of sibling rivalry. I was just reading in notes to Charlie Monroe's box set that, let's see, who said this? Maybe Jack Cook or somebody, Matt Wiseman maybe, said that they were driving and
he was in Bill Monroe's band, and Bill directed him to drive up to Charlie Monroe's house. This was long after they had split up, and they just banged on his door, and they came out, and they just had at it. But they broke up the Brother Act in 1938 after 2 years and 60 wonderful sides for Bluebird label, and they each formed a band. Charlie Monroe formed the Kentucky Partners. How many of you are Kentucky Partners fans? And then Bill formed an obscure band called Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass. Any of you heard of that band?
That many.
And Bill, he landed a spot on the Grand Ole Opry in 1939. And he experimented with various combinations of bluegrass boys and through the early 40s. And in 1946, a young 21-year-old banjo player from Shelby, North Carolina, named Earl Scruggs, got the job with Bill Monroe, and the band already included Lester Flatt from Sparta, Tennessee, and Chubby Wise was from Florida. I'm not sure where Cedric Rainwater, the bass player, was from, but...
He was from parts unknown.
The way those guys played music together has formed the template for what Del and I call good old traditional bluegrass music. You know?
Yeah.
And did you ever hear that band, the original band?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, too young. Me neither. We were both too young, see. But we'd like to do one of the tunes that they recorded at the first session with Earl Scruggs back in 1946. This is called Toy Hard.